here's a story from The World.
Nearly 30,000 people crossed the English Channel in small boats last year seeking asylum in the United Kingdom. They largely came from the Middle East, East Africa, and Afghanistan. This spring, the UK devised a plan to send these migrants to the African nation of Rwanda. Refugee advocates condemn the plan as inhumane. They say it pushes responsibility to a country with fewer resources, and European courts halted the practice before it started. But as Ridwan Karim Dini Osman reports from Rwanda, many people there are ready to welcome the asylum seekers.
In the Rwandan capital, Kigali, dozens of motorbikes dot the streets. It is one of the major and most popular means of transportation here. Jenny Mizewa has just jumped off one of the motorbikes. He heads straight to his house, which is few meters from a local market where traders display food items like bananas, onions, and tomatoes. Mizewa is 27. He was born a year after the Rwandan genocide in 1994 that claimed the lives of some 800,000 people, including some of his relatives.
I've moved on, and I forgave those who did the killing.
He believes Rwanda can now be a desired destination for refugees.
It's a country that's developing so fast, first of all. We've been in bad times. They should come and see what we've been accomplished in 28 years.
Human Rights Watch claims that serious abuses still go on in Rwanda, including suppression of free speech and arbitrary detention. But Evariste Murwanashaka disagrees. He is program manager of the umbrella of human rights organizations in Rwanda. He says no human rights will be violated in implementing the deal, and the country is prepared to integrate refugees into society.
Rwanda will facilitate them to live as Rwandans so that they can get a job if available.
A hostel located in the capital, Kigali, has already been prepared to receive the refugees from the UK. Murwanashaka has had access to the building.
Everything is inside, water, and the other all facilities near hospitals, near schools, everything is there.
But other analysts disagree. Some point to the country's youth unemployment rate, nearly 24% at the end of 2021.
And refugees, when repatriated, would wish to be integrated into a free, just, equitable society.
That's international relations and security expert Adib Sani, based in Ghana. He points to concerns about Rwanda's alleged support of rebels in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. That's why he doesn't support the migrants' deal with the UK.
And so if you move them into Rwanda and their basic rights are not guaranteed, then you can only expect inhumane treatment, and that defeats the purpose of having to even repatriate them to Rwanda in the first place.
But Rwandan President Paul Kagame insists the country has a track record of taking refugees. Rwanda is already home to about 150,000 refugees from other African countries, including neighboring Burundi and DR Congo. It also hosts migrants who try to cross the Mediterranean to Europe via Libya. He addressed the issue at a recent meeting with Commonwealth heads of government.
We received a request that people were looking for where to go because they were fleeing what happened in Afghanistan, and we accepted these people. These people are still here. They are attending school. Here we try to do our best to give them a sense of security and normalcy.
President Kagame also took a swipe at those who have questioned the country's human rights credentials.
Those from the north who always think they are the face of values, the rest have to follow. We have values too. We here in Rwanda, in Africa, we do. No question about it.
Rwanda's government says it is ready to absorb 1,000 asylum seekers from the UK, but has the capacity for many more. The UN's refugee agency is skeptical. It says it is concerned the East African country won't be able to manage arrivals from the UK because it has too few lawyers, case workers, and interpreters to deal with them. Back at Jenny Mizewe's home, he says he can't wait to receive the arrival of the refugees. He hopes they will find all the love and comfort that sent them to the UK here.
We are ready to receive them. We were happy to have them here. I don't know why they are not even here yet, because we want them to come. We want them to come and see how beautiful this country is.
The first transfer of asylum seekers slated for this month was blocked in a European court, but UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will continue to pursue the deal. For the world, I am Ridwan Karim Dini Osman, Kigali, Rwanda.
From PRX.